It's been a tough year for everyone. The stresses of everyday life, compounded by pandemic, political unrest, social injustices, and educational and economic hardship. The Women's Center of Southeast Michigan in Ann Arbor has been dedicated to providing a safe space for women and families in our region for 20 years. While those services are increasingly important, the center has its own difficulties to navigate. I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome you to Washington All United on 89.1 WEMU. Joining us by phone today is Alice Liao. Alice is the marketing director for the Women's Center of Southeast Michigan, and thank you so much for the time.
Thank you so much for having me, David.
The stated vision of the center is that women will identify and magnify their strengths to achieve full economic and emotional health. How do you define the mission in achieving that vision?
Sure. That's such a great question. At the Women's Center, we started with the belief that women are often the caretakers for others. Usually, we are carrying the weight of other people's stress on our shoulders. And by providing a safe space for women to come to, we believe that they can actually be better caretakers and be better mothers and better employers and better employees, just better people when they go out in the world because they've had someone who truly listens to them.
You and I have both touched on the phrase safe place. What does that mean when we're talking about that in context of the Women's Center?
So at the Women's Center, we truly, truly value our clients' privacy. Clients who come to us can sign up for our services based on a self-reported income. We never ask for any proof. If a client comes to us and she's in crisis and she says, hey, I only have about $1 a week to pay for an hour of life-saving counseling, that's fine. We take them because for us, it's important that women can get the services that they need to start to feel better about themselves and their lives, regardless of their ability to pay. Our approach to therapy is that it's very trust-based. It's very non-judgmental. We provide a judgment-free zone for someone to come to and bring their issues, you know, whatever is going on in their lives that are affecting their mood, affecting their productivity, affecting their confidence. And our sessions are very much client-led. We don't push clients to share a trauma or unhappiness with us if they don't feel ready yet.
And you mentioned that it is based on your ability to pay. So if it's $1 a week, it's $1 a week. And I'm just guessing here, but I imagine that a typical therapist session anywhere else in the greater Ann Arbor area is probably more than $100. How are those costs covered through the Women's Center?
That's an excellent question, David. So yes, typical counseling rates do range from $110 to $170 an hour. Most of our clients pay anywhere from $1 to $20 based on self-reported income. And we do operate based on donations. We have an annual fundraiser called Swing Into Spring, which we had to cancel this past year due to the pandemic. We rely heavily on community members' generosity. And we also have an insurance-based counseling center under the Women's Center called Room to Talk. So Room to Talk therapists are fully licensed professionals and they take insurance for women who can afford the copays and feel comfortable using their insurance. So our insurance-based program do supplement our nonprofit site as well.
Our Washington All United conversation with Alice Liao from the Women's Center of Southeast Michigan continues on 89.1 WEMU. Alice, since the onset of the pandemic, has there been an exacerbation in the need for services in our community?
Definitely. We've seen reports and data and statistics about how women are heavily impacted by COVID-19. And that's true even just looking at our staff. Speaking from a personal perspective, I have a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old at home. Even though I'm working from home, sometimes it gets really hard to schedule meetings around 2 toddlers running around. We are lucky.
That is a very familiar story.
Yes, yes. And I'm sure a lot of listeners can relate to that. And it's not just me. You know, most of our staff have that problem because we are the caretakers for the household. We have to kind of be the schedulers of when something is happening and when is everyone being fed. So yeah, that's been pretty difficult to navigate. However, since the pandemic hit Michigan in March, we have just been determined to keep our phone lines open. So women and families in crisis have someone to talk to for support and for resources navigation. We do have someone in our office Mondays through Fridays, starting at around 9 a.m. to until about 5 p.m. So if people call us during this time, we are able to walk them through what they need and hopefully provide some safety and comfort.
There is a long list of services offered through the Women's Center, and when you don't have the services directly, you connect people with other agencies and service institutions in the area to provide the help needed. You touched on how your staff is being impacted, and I want to talk about the process and systems in place to provide those services. We just sometimes neglect what's at the heart of the story, and it is the people. Alice, is there a client story that stands out to you and perhaps gives life to the mission and values expressed by the Women's Center?
Sure. We've actually shared this story before, and as I said, we really value our clients' privacy. So the story I share is only because this particular woman has said, please go ahead and share my experience. One of our most popular support groups that we run is called Mom Share, and it's a group we started because we were seeing statistics from Washtenaw County that new moms are among one of the most isolated groups in our county. So we thought, well, this is a great opportunity to fill in a gap in our community. Mom Share is a group for new moms and pregnant women to come, and they can bring their babies and find connection and find the village that they so crave on the journey of motherhood. And we talk about, you know, we shared the joys and challenges of motherhood. And a lot of times it's challenges that women want to share. So this particular woman came to our Mom Share group. And when it was her turn to share, you know, she just started crying and breaking down. And I was actually in group with her because I was a new mom at the time as well. And she was just talking about postpartum support and how there's just so little support for new moms. Whereas, you know, when you're pregnant, you get all these doctor's appointments and everyone's paying attention to you and taking care of you. But once the baby comes out, suddenly it's all about the baby, how well the baby is doing. Is the baby fed? Is the baby sleeping enough? But rarely are people checking up on the mom. So she was going through a period of really heavy postpartum depression. And through coming to the Mom Share group regularly, she found the support that she needed in partnership with also getting on medication for her postpartum depression.
Something she might not have otherwise done.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. It was actually a path that our group facilitator suggested. And a few months later, she was sharing again and was just telling the group about how happy she is to be on medication, and that coming to the group has improved her relationship with her newborn as well as with her partner at home. And I think of that story a lot because being a mom is really difficult. I'm a really social person, and when I became a mom for the first time, I thought I was never going to leave my house again. I thought I'm just going to take, you know, this maternity leave and let it stretch on forever. With the encouragement of my executive director, because at the same time was when we started the Mom Share group, I started attending the group, and I really looked forward to sitting in a room with, you know, other women who are going through the same experiences as I am and feeling so safe in that space. So I think that's what the Women's Center does for all of our program participants.
And if you think about it, because of the positive impacts that you and the woman you were talking about are having, and then sharing those experiences again, you're impacting more and more people in the community, and of course, the children and families that are involved as well. So really extrapolates outward and can make generational differences.
Exactly. I'm so glad you caught on to that, David. That really is what we're trying to do, this ripple effect that you just talked about is something that is really central to our mission.
Well, I would like to thank you for sharing the stories, and thank you for the time today, Alice.
Oh, thank you so much, David. It's been very fun.
That is Alice Liao, the marketing director of the Ann Arbor-based Women's Center of Southeast Michigan and our guest on Washtenaw United. This weekly feature is produced in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County and is heard every Monday. For more information on today's topic and to access the Washtenaw United Archive, visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond.